Sheni. Maybe you will say, Hari Machal, Hari Mishta, I have food, I have drink. But if I do not have peace, what do I have? Therefore the Torah says, I will give you the bracha of peace, Vinosati Shalom Ba'aretz, and I will give peace in your land, Ushechavtem Ve'in Machred, you will be able to lie down without fear, Vishbati Chayarom Min Ha'aretz, and I will withdraw any wild animals from the land, Ve'cherev Le'savar Ba'artzechem, and a sword will not pass through your land. Rashi tells us that obviously they will not wage war with you, because the pasuk says, "Vinosati shalom ba'aretz," I will give peace in your land. But rather, they won't even pass through in order to go from one country to another and cut through your land. This is the bracha. You will be so removed from war that an army won't even pass through your land in order to get to another country. And you will chase your enemies. And the Mefarshim ask, which enemies is the pasuk referring to? If you will always be at peace, you will not have enemies. Therefore they answer, Oyveichem means the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ones who do not do the mitzvahs. And you will chase these enemies, V'naflu lefneichem lechorev, and they will fall before you by sword. Rashi is medayek why it says lefneichem, before you. It could have just said V'naflu lechorev. Therefore he answers, lefneichem, before you. Even before you get there, they will be dead, because each one will be killed by his friend, ish becherev re'ehu, each one with his friend's sword. Verodu mikem chamisha mea, and five of your weak ones will chase 100. Umeo mikem revover your daifu, and 100 of your weak ones will chase 10,000. Frek Rashi v'chikachu acheshbin, is this the calculation? If five will chase 100, that is a ratio of 20 to 1. So therefore 100 should chase 2,000, not 10,000. Therefore Rashi answers, Ein adoyme mu'otin ha'oisin ha'satara limerubin ha'oisin ha'satara. We cannot compare a small group who keeps the Torah, a group of five, where there the ratio is 20 to 1, to a large group that keeps the Torah. When you have 100 people together keeping the Torah, then the ratio changes, and they can chase even 10,000. And your enemies will fall before you by sword. Rashi tells us this means shaloi kederech ha'aretz, in an unnatural manner. Maskil David explains that typically when one chases his enemy and his enemy falls down in front of him, he falls forward face down. Over here the pasuk is telling us that they will fall in an unnatural manner. They will fall backwards facing up. This way Klal Yisrael will be able to rejoice even greater with the victory over their enemies. Ufonisi aleichem, and I will turn away from all my other concerns in order to spend time and give them reward. V'freisi eschem, and I will multiply them, which means I will make them into a huge population. V'herbeisi eschem, and I will lead them with an erect stature, which means they will become dignified. V'akimoisi es brisi itchem, and I will establish my covenant with them, not like the first bris, which became annulled through the Avera of the Egel, but rather I will make a new bris with them, and this bris will not become annulled. Zok Rashi Pasuk Vav, Vinosati Shalom, and I will give peace. Shem Atomru, maybe you will say, Hari Machal, Hari Mishteh. We received a bracha of food. We received a bracha of drinks. Imein Shalom en Klum, but without peace, this is all worthless. Talmud Loimer Achar Kol Zois. Therefore the Pasuk says, at the end of all the brachos, Vinosati Shalom Ba'aretz, I will give peace in the land. Mikan, from here we learn out, Sha Shalom Shokol Keneged HaKol. Peace is equal to all the other brachos. As the Mefarshim explain, since in Pasuk Dalet and Hey, it says the bracha of an abundance of produce. And in Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk goes back also to the bracha of the crop, and in between it says Shalom. This teaches us that Shalom is equivalent to all the other brachos. V'chein hu oimer, and so we say in davening, Oiseh Shalom, Hashem makes peace, Uvare es hakol, which is equivalent to creating everything else. V'cherev loisavar ba'arzachem, and a sword will not pass through your land. Ein tzorech loimer, the pasuk does not have to tell us, Shelo yavoyu l'machama, that they won't come against you for war, because the pasuk already says, V'nosati shalom ba'aretz. This army will not even pass through your land in order to go from one country to another. Lifnechem lecharev, they will fall before you by sword. Ish becherev re'ehu, each person will die with his friend's sword. That's why the pasuk says lifnechem, before you. Even before you reach them, they will be killed because they will kill each other. Zog Rashi, v'rodfu mikem. Why does it say mikem, from you? Min ha'chaloshim shebachem, from your weak ones. V'loy min ha'givorim shebachem, and not from your strong ones. Even five of your weak ones will be able to chase 100. Chamisha mea umea revava, five will chase 100, and 100 will chase 10,000. Freik Rashi, v'chikachu ha'chezbin, is this the proper calculation? V'haloi loher yitzorach loymer ela mea mikem shnei alafim v'yirdaifu. The proper calculation should have been a ratio of 20 to 1, and 100 should have chased 2,000. Zot Rashi, ela eino doime, we cannot compare mu'otin ha'oisin es ha'Torah, a small group that keeps the Torah, le'merubim ha'oisin es ha'Torah, to a larger group that keeps the Torah. And if you have a group of 100, the ratio changes, and 100 can chase 10,000. V'naflu aveichem lefneichem lecharev, sheyu neiflin lefneichem, they will fall before you, sheloi kederach ha'aretz, in an unnatural manner, as we explained, they will fall facing up. Ufanisi aleichem, efne mikol asokai, I will turn away from all my concerns, l'shalim schachem, to pay your reward. Moshel lema hadover doime, what can we compare it to? L'melech shesocha poelim, to a king that hired workers, kideisa b'taris kaihanim, like this moshel is explained in Taris kaihanim. A king hired workers, and there was one worker that worked better than the other workers, and this king turned all his attention to this worker in order to pay him his reward. Vifreisi eschem, Rashi is bothered why it says Vifreisi eschem and Verbesi eschem. Typically, pru urvu are placed together. The pasuk should have said Vifreisi Verbesi eschem, since it says a separate eschem by each one of them. Therefore, we darshan each one separately. Vifreisi eschem beperio verivio, I will multiply you with having many children. Verbesi eschem, and I will increase you bekoimes zekufa, that you will have an erect stature and you will be dignified. Vakimoisies brisi itchem, and I will establish my bris with you. Bris chadosha, a new covenant. Loi kibris harishona shefartamoisa, not like the old bris which you annulled when you did the ego. Ela bris chadosha, this is referring to a new bris, sheloi tufar, that you will not break and you will not annul. Shenema, like the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, v'charati es beis Yisrael ves beis Yehuda, and I will be kairis with the Yisrael and with the house of Yehuda. Bris chadosha, a new bris, loy kibris, not like the first bris which you broke.